two of our Patriots Monday regulars are in the studio. Running back Sammy Morris, tight end Chris Baker. I was teasing Baker. I said, now you know how Red Sox fans feel this morning. Finally, he's got his Yankees hat on even now. But good to see you guys. And I know it was not the way you thought this season would end. Did you ever feel like this was a game? Because I got to tell you, sitting here in the stands, it didn't feel like it was much of a game yesterday. It seemed like they dominated from start to finish.
Yeah, well, they jumped out early on us, first play from scrimmage. So obviously, you know, they came out ready to play, and you know, we just didn't respond at all. So it was one of those games.
What do you think the issue was, Sammy? How about both of you guys? I mean, what do you think the problem was yesterday? It just seemed like you guys were in a fog the entire game.
Yeah, well, that's the you know, I haven't had a chance to watch, you know, the tape, and but you know, just you know, the obviously I think an initial reaction when a game gets out of hand like that is you know, same thing I said you know, every week. It's just you know, a lack of execution, you know, offensively, defensively, and special teams. You know, I think you know we turned the ball over, we just didn't play well, you know, specifically on offense. We weren't executing the plays called, the blocking called, the runs called, or whatever it may be.
And the problem, too, is once you go down as much as you did, as early as you did, I mean, they know you're not going to run the football anymore. You know you're not going to run the football anymore. And they just pin their ears back and come from everywhere.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to pretty much abort your game plan and try and get back in the game as quick as possible because, you know, I think it was 24-0. So when you get down that fast, that far behind, then you just got to, you know, you got to go out there and try and put points on the board as fast as possible. So change the game plan.
I guess Coach Belichick was disappointed with Thursday's practice. Did you see any connection between a poor practice on Thursday and his estimation and yesterday's performance?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, he's, you know, he, you know, told us as, I mean, as early as, you know, Thursday afternoon or, you know, Friday was that, you know, when you don't execute like that in the, you know, game time situations that we practice for, you know, Thursday and Friday, you know, that, I mean, it's kind of the track record that is like it carries over, you know, for whatever reason to Sunday.
Do you guys ever have the thought afterwards, you're sitting in the locker room, or maybe this morning when you're here to wrap things up and clean out the lockers, do you look around the room and say, you know what, I'm not going to be teammates with some of these guys. You know, another couple of months, and there's going to be somebody else sitting in that stall or that stall. Do you give that much thought at this point?
Well, you know, the shock of this being done, you know, it really doesn't hit you, and then all of a sudden it really hits you when you come back and start to see, you know, or, you know, you read the, you know, guys go to different teams and stuff like that. That's when it really hits you. It doesn't hit you like right now, you know. It's like it's the shock of everything being over, going from, you know, everything being structured and getting up every morning, coming over and doing the things that we do, and then going into you don't have anything you have to do anymore. So it's just that initial shock. And then, you know, when you get back into it and you start seeing guys going, that's when it really hits you that, okay, well, wow, we have a different team now.
So what are you guys going to do now? I mean, you could keep working out, but maybe you need to rest. You know, you can talk about injuries now. You don't have a game. Yeah, are you guys hurt? I mean, can the off season start immediately, or what's the plan?
Yeah, well, I think you know, to some degree, everybody's, you know, hurt. Everybody's, you know, physically, you know, emotionally, mentally, you know, just, you know, beat down. I mean, it's a long season. We play a violent game. You know, I mean, it's compared a lot to, you know, to car wrecks and all that. And I mean, it's pretty similar to that. But, you know, I think, you know, for the most part, it's, you know, taking the first couple weeks to kind of just, you know, just let your body and let your mind just kind of relax. And, then I personally, you know, I do start to, you know, to work out, but obviously it's not to the degree or as often as, you know, even in, say, you know, late March that, you know, that once the offseason program starts.
How about you, Chris? What's the plan besides rooting against the Yankees? I'll be hating on them all spring. I just let you know that.
You know, this time of year, I usually just kind of get away from football for the most part and try and spend family time and, you know, do a little fishing, try and soak up some sun and things like that. And then, you know, get back into working out. Like Sammy said, you know, you can't go too crazy because, you know, your body really has to heal from the season. You know, it's been nonstop. Everything hurts. You know, I mean, everybody has injuries and stuff like that. So you got to heal up and just kind of rehab your body. then also, like you said, also your mind. You really got to get just kind of get away from football because it's such a mentality. And, you know, just kind of, it's almost like going back into normal life, you know, it's like a transition. So you got to do all that kind of stuff. And it kind of refreshes you for the, you know, starting out of the spring and working out and getting back in and getting ready for the next season.
When do you guys start thinking about contracts, your contract status, with, you know, whether it's a contract extension, re-upping with the team, looking somewhere else? When do you start thinking about that?
Well, I mean, I played a long time. Chris played a long time. And I think one of the few constants in football is change, and that's part of the game, and we both both understand that. But I think I'd be lying if I don't think about it pretty often during the season, just because or maybe towards the start of the season just because. You know, even though you're under contract, you still never know. I am under contract, but again, you just kind of understand that, change is part of the game, and that, there's, for whatever that percentage is, it's a possibility that, that you could be playing somewhere else. And, obviously I think, I like being here, and, that's kind of kind of what I focus on, really.
Chris only been here the 1 year. Sammy, you've been here a couple, so I want to start with you. I felt at times that this team wasn't as mentally tough as some Patriots teams I've seen here. Is that unfair on my part?
I don't know. I mean, I think we had times of being mentally tough, and obviously I think we lacked in the area as well, but. It's hard to to compare something like that to other teams, in my opinion, anyway. I think we've shown both sides of that.
I guess, and Chris, and you guys are both on the offensive side of the ball. I saw an offense that just didn't look as good in the second half of games as you did in the first. Averaged 5 points a game in the fourth quarter of games this year. That's not what I'm used to seeing around here.
Yeah, I would say it's more of a consistency thing, more than mentally tough. I mean, to play this game, to play here, with the rigors that we go through in practice and, in preseason and everything else, you got to be mentally tough to play here. The things that Coach Belichick, I think he prides himself on making his teams mentally tough. I just think it's more falls into the realm of being consistent, I don't think it was never a point during the season where I say, oh, well, we just packed it in or we weren't trying or something like that. I think it just comes down to more being consistent and doing what you're supposed to do and just kind of finishing more than anything. I think that's what it came down to. I wouldn't say I don't think you can play this game and not be mentally tough. So, that's where I believe it is.
Throughout the course of the season, I've heard both of you guys criticize yourselves and say, I need to get better, not pointing fingers at anybody else. But with that said, I'm wondering if you had a suggestion for the offensive coordinator, whoever that is, let's say it's Bill O'Brien, although he doesn't have the title. If you had a suggestion for him, if you didn't like the way you were being coached or didn't like certain plays, do you think he would be open to hearing that suggestion? Could you bring that to him and say, I think this works better in this situation? Or do you say coaches coach and players play?
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think that, that he would, and I personally think that he's open to player input and, I think he's, done that during the year.
The fans have ripped him pretty good, both coordinators. I mean, and I guess we've been critical here as well. Do you feel like you guys have been put in the best situations as players to succeed on the field? Are there any times you say to yourself, I'll just put it this way, this play is not going to work, or this is just not a good game plan? Do you feel like you got a strong plan week to week?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think we have confidence, in the guys that we have on the field and the guys coaching. And I mean, it's I think execution is more the key than the actual plays call.
I saw Kevin very animated at one point, gathered you guys in the offense together there on the sidelines. the family rated version here. What was he saying, Chris?
You know, basically, you know, we just needed to focus. I think it was after we had scored, and you know, we were trying to get back into the game. So basically, his message was, you know, we got to, you know, I mean, we're playing for our playoff lives, and you know, we just got to keep going. You can't let up. You just got to keep going. We got to keep pushing and pushing and pushing to get back in the game.
One of the things that the Baltimore defenders talked about after the game was they knew the audibles. They knew what Tom was checking to. Did you guys feel as plays, as you were getting ready to snap the football and run a play, did you feel like they knew what was coming at times?
No, I don't believe that at all. I mean, there's no way they knew the plays. I mean, you know, we do a good job of disguising what we check to, and, you know, we have run checks, pass checks, and, you know, and any kind of combination. So they didn't know. They didn't know what, you know, I mean, they can, you know, say they felt like that, but they didn't know. They just, you know, they just out-executed us. But I don't buy into that, so.
Revisionist history after a win, huh?
Yeah,
they can say anything. Oh, we knew this and we knew that.
Exactly.
We thought this was going to happen.
Right. I mean, you know, I mean, so you can't really, I mean, they played a good game. They won, and, you know, that's fine, but I don't buy into that, so.
Do you guys have the stomach for watching the rest of the playoffs, or are you just going to get away from it altogether?
I mean, if it's on TV and I'm home, then I'm, you know, I may, you know, kind of, you know, if I'm channel surfing, but I'm not, you know, going to call Chris, but hey, you want to go, you know,
watch the game.
I have a hard time watching, you know, other teams play, just, you know, like Monday Night Football during the year. So I mean, it's, you know, playoffs is my son is probably has more desire to watch it than I do. Or does have more desire to watch it than I do.
And he's what, six?
Six.
just for perspective, a 6-year-old wants to watch it more than a professional football player. I had a quick question for you. Do you think if they asked you to be, the Patriots asked you to be a 300-carry guy, could you do it? I mean, you've never done that throughout your career, and you've had your career high right here in carries and yards. If they asked you to up your workload, could you do it in a league that is, as you said, pretty violent, and especially violent on running backs?
I don't know. I don't know that anybody can, you know, can. Well, I mean, they can answer, but I don't know that they can know, you know, the truthfully, you know, what I mean, just because, you know. But I think physically, I think I prepare hard and try to do what I can. You know, nutrition-wise and, you know, weight-wise and stuff like that, as far as, you know, trying to maintain. But, I mean, at the same time, it's a grinding season. So, I mean, I prepare like, you know, that is going to be the case. But, I mean, you know, it's really a tough thing to just say, oh, well, yeah, I can do that. And then, but, you know, being honest, like I said, I'm not sure, but I try to prepare to be able to do that.
Fellas, we appreciate you coming in here all season long. It was fun to talk with both of you. Best of luck in your off seasons, and best of luck next year as well. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Chris.